Please listen carefully.
Hello, world. Welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay. Today is Friday, March 6, 2020.
We are part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded positive news stories every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
Every weekday, we publish 10 stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we will be sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy podcast.
By subscribing, listening to, and reading and sharing The Optimist Daily, you are on the front lines of action-oriented steps towards solving our world's biggest problems. First you, and then 100,000, and then 100 million people focused on solutions will change the world for good.
I like that. That's optimistic.
Let's do it!
Here are today's top solutions.
The sharing economy is boosting economic empowerment for women in Jordan. Only 15% of women are engaged in the formal economy in Jordan. This is due to many factors, including the cultural and societal norms, difficulties in finding transportation at job sites, safety concerns on public transportation, and the cost and availability of childcare. The collaborative sharing economy is making economic participation easier for these women, who are now able to engage in economic activities from their own homes. Gig economy platforms effectively use technology to make these jobs more accessible for women, while apps allow their locations to be known to alleviate safety concerns. The time-specific nature of many jobs, such as an hour of babysitting or 3 hours of tutoring, also clarifies where and when work is taking place, so women's families are more comfortable with their commitments. Lastly, specified rates for tasks and time help ensure women are being paid fair wages for their labor. These online platforms allow women to build reputable brands and establish effective user interfaces. It helps to legitimize their businesses and connect them to their customers. Women from all different occupations are using the sharing economy to their advantage in Jordan. Hairstyling, childcare, home maintenance, and tutoring are just some of the industries where women are becoming more empowered with the help of modern technological tools. In a country where women have a particularly difficult time finding fair wages and safe work, the gig economy is providing a path to labor, equality, and empowerment for women across Jordan.
That is a story that makes me feel really good.
Yes, in honor of International Women's Day.
Mm-hmm. I love it. All right, in health and wellness, this biofilm could revolutionize immunization campaigns around the globe. While vaccination rates across the world have been on the rise over the past decade, they're still low. 13.5 million children were not vaccinated in 2018. One of the main challenges posed by global immunization campaigns is keeping the vaccines refrigerated during transport, which is often difficult and expensive, and in some parts of the world, nearly impossible. Fortunately, after working for more than a decade on solving the issue, a team of researchers from the University of Texas has finally honed in on a potential solution. A needle-free, shelf-stable vaccine in the form of a rapidly dissolving film that does not require refrigeration and can be given by mouth. The best part of this medical breakthrough is that since the ingredients to make the film are cheap and the process is relatively simple, it could make vaccine campaigns much more affordable, with storage and transportation processes hundreds of times more efficient. On top of that, compared to conventional immunization campaigns, which produce a mind-boggling amount of waste in the form of syringes, caps, cotton swabs, and packaging, the innovative film can be distributed by health workers equipped with only an envelope containing the vaccine, leaving no trace behind except for a healthier global population.
In terms of cutting down on waste, Nike's Team USA Olympic uniforms are stylish and more sustainable than ever. The 2020 Olympics are coming up in Tokyo this summer, and Nike has released its highly anticipated Team USA uniforms. This year, the uniforms are making not only a fashion statement, but a sustainability statement as well. The athletic clothing features sustainable, recycled materials such as polyester made from recycled plastic bottles, as well as rubber and yarn waste from Nike factories, putting that trash to use. What athletes wear has a big impact on their comfort and performance, and Nike designs Olympic clothing to be worn during the entire event, from competition to the podium. Specific uniforms include windbreakers made of recycled plastic bottles and logos crafted from waste rubber. Footwear includes Nike Air VaporMax sneakers created from 75% manufacturing waste. The shoes also use Nike's Flyknit platform, which cuts fabrics to optimize material use and reduce waste. Basketball and soccer uniforms will be made from 100% recycled nylon, and Nike has designed the first ever Olympic skateboarding uniforms created with 100% recycled polyester. One of the world's largest athletic brands using sustainable materials to design the uniforms for the world's highest level of competitive sports is a powerful statement about the role of environmentally friendly initiatives across all industries, highlighting sustainable fashion and circular economies at one of the world's most globalized events demonstrates how, much like athletics, sustainability efforts transcend borders and nationalities.
This is a great preview for our upcoming theme week. Every month at the Optimist Daily, we do a theme week, and this month's week is going to be about fashion.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, and trends in fashion or trends in food, we're now going to go into food.
Another waste story, right? Turning waste into treasure.
All right. Our next solution today is fruit waste shows great potential as energy storage technology. Biowaste has been used for energy production for some time already. See stories on the Optimist Daily about using coffee grounds in your tank. But tapping into its potential for energy storage is quite a recent phenomenon. Particularly, two unusual tropical fruits have been standing out as attractive candidates to serve this purpose, the jackfruit and the durian. A team of researchers writing in the Journal of Energy Storage has managed to find a way to build ultracapacitors, extremely energy-dense storage devices, by heating and then freeze-drying parts of the spongy, inedible cores of both fruits in such a way that they were able to reliably and repeatedly charge and discharge electricity.
A little fruit battery.
Yeah. While it's unclear how this process could be scaled up compared to the way we harness and store energy today, the novel approach gets high marks for creativity. Treating fruit cores and using them as batteries instead of toxic ingredients using current battery technology would undeniably be cleaner and more sustainable. Actually, last night we had a mandatory power outage at our house, and I wouldn't have minded having a fruit battery to keep the lights on.
You may want to invest in some traditional batteries in the meantime.
So don't buy into the jackfruit or the durian. No, buy batteries.
Yeah. All right, our final solution for today is about the world's largest banker of fossil fuels is no longer going to fund Arctic drilling. If we are truly to put an end to oil and gas drilling in the Arctic, then the world's financial institutions must stop providing the funds that support drilling operations. The good news is that America's biggest bank is walking away from funding Arctic drilling, along with the world's largest banker of fossil fuels. That's right, JP Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo will no longer fund oil and gas drilling in the Arctic, including in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. JP Morgan Chase became the first major U.S. bank to place a prohibition on financing any sort of gas development, according to the Rainforest Action Network, RAN. Chase is the world's largest banker of fossil fuels. The banking giant provided $196 billion in financing to fossil fuel companies between 2006 and 2018. The updated policy also rules out financing for new thermal coal mines and coal-fired power projects. Chase will no longer directly finance coal plants without carbon capture and storage and will no longer refinance existing plants. However, by only prohibiting direct financing, Chase has left a loophole that may allow companies to build new coal-fired plants if they are being built without project-specific financing, which means we shouldn't celebrate prematurely. Additionally, companies could still secure funding for coal power if they utilize carbon capture and storage technology, something that hasn't yet been proven at scale. JP Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo aren't the only ones to abandon oil and gas drilling in the Arctic. Recently, Goldman Sachs and BlackRock made similar commitments, and this is a great step, but we have further to go.
More to go, and further to go, and stakeholder capitalism is the goal. Thank you so much for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. please consider becoming an emissary on the OptimistDaily.com for just $5 a month and support reader-funded independent journalism. Be part of the solution, changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset.
Sounds like a good idea.
Have a great weekend. Bye.